Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
One win down, one win to go here on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. The varsity girls pick up a 46-22 win here on the road. And now it's time for the varsity boys action. And what a contest we have here in front of us this evening. Lee Scott Academy 7-2. The Beulah Bobcats 6-1. Both of these teams very familiar with one another. Both returned a whole lot of production. We were told that Beulah returned all five of their starting five. And so you expect to hear a lot of familiar names. There's some names that I can immediately recognize here on the roster in front of me that I recognize from football season. So these teams, these players know each other fairly well, and looking forward to what should be a very, very fun contest here tonight. Hello, everybody. I'm Christian Griffin, voice of your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, and we welcome you in to Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Lee Scott YouTube and Facebook live stream. Again, that Radio Alabama app in there as well. Appreciate everybody for being here with us as we wrap up the conclusion of the varsity girls game. Some final stats. Clark Ivett led all scorers with 23. Rayleigh Langford had 7. Stella Henderson had 3. Maggie Herndon had 8. And Sutton Lewis had 5. The Warriors knocked down 6 three-pointers in the contest. And again, that 2-3 zone that Beulah ran against Coach Corey Harrison's squad, very much in favor. Lee Scott doesn't want to necessarily rely on the three, but you will happily take it. And on nights like tonight, when the three-pointer is falling, you will have no complaints getting the ball inside, kicking it out to your shooters, and letting them go to work. But we transition now to the varsity boys side of things, and my goodness, you talk about the last time that this team took the floor making history. You feel like it's been the story all season long, all the past couple of years with Lee Scott Academy now in the AHSAA in year two. The last time this team took the floor was inside Sanford Gymnasium, where Coach William Johnson and company got a 73-66 win over the Auburn High Tigers, the 7A Auburn High Tigers. And my goodness, what an environment it was. It felt like a playoff atmosphere inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Now, if you're the Lee Scott Warriors, you got to find a way to not have that emotional hangover. You're playing a really, really good Beulah team at home. You're going to have the crowd against you here tonight. You got to find a way to stay composed, stay within your offense, and we'll see if the Warriors can start 1-0 in area play as the varsity girls did. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game. They're presented by Jeff Coat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Just talked about a couple of them. Again, not allowing that emotional hangover to take place. You had that emotional high. You went out and again, defeated the 7A crosstown rival Auburn High School Tigers. You got to find a way to still run your offense. The things that worked in that contest might not work here tonight. You shot better than you've shot all season long from three and from the free throw line in that contest. You have to find a way to do the same thing and capture this gym. And if the three is not working, work your way inside. Take your layups. And for all you know, this could be one of those games that really turns into a defensive battle. Lee Scott Academy loves to get up and down the floor. We'll see if they can do so successfully. Create live ball turnovers. See if they can go on a couple of those 4-0, 6-0 runs that Corey Harrison and squad was able to do in the varsity girls contest. We're 1 minute to play here until we get the ball tipped off in the campus, or in the gym, rather, on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. You can hear the claps now with the student section beginning to file in here. Lee Scott Academy in their road navies. The red pinstripes, or the red power stripes rather, going down the front and the back. The Bobcats from Beulah in their home whites. And again, tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. We'll get those here in just a moment, but while we have a second, we'll take a look at this Beulah team, who again comes into play tonight 7-6-1. They lost the first game of the season to Lafitte, and since then have beat Talisey, Notasulga, Lochapoca, Horseshoe Bend, and Verbena. And so again, a team that is playing their best basketball right now, as both of these teams playing their first area contest in 2025. I tell you what, we'll take a 30-second break, come back, and we'll get you those starting lineups and have opening tip between the Beulah Bobcats and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up here in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
This is the home of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Tiger Country 104.5.
Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. The starting five for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors in numerical order. We're going Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, William Lyles, Parks Myers, and Cord Zellner. We'll get the starting five for the Bobcats here momentarily. A very slow introduction, as Parks Myers was just the one introduced, but thankfully we know numbers and names. Here's, they're sitting right in front of me on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. And again, a very cool gym, a very interesting gym, one that you don't see very often, as you now see the railing beginning to get packed up with the student section. Again, the floor is here. Basically, you walk down, or you walk into this gymnasium, you are on the main concourse, which is where both sides sit, both on the roadside and on the home side. You only have the cheerleaders and a little bit of the student section that sit right here on the floor. Everybody else either on the railing, essentially the standing room only. And we're still awaiting the other four starting lineups. Again, we appreciate Auburn Bank for the Lee Scott Warrior starting lineups. Again, Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. The starting five for the Bobcats: Aiden Sands, Bo Duck, Cameron Baker. I don't have a number three, Angedarian Foreman. Well, we have four of the five, and we'll go from there. But again, not much tempo here. Announcing the starting lineups. Was trying to build up the intensity, and there were 30 seconds in between names for both sides of things. But we appreciate everybody for being here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action. The varsity girls and varsity boys action. It was the girls who picked up a 46-22 win over the Bobcats. And now we'll see if the Warriors can follow suit and get the sweep over the Bobcats here on the road and start 1-0 in area play. Lee Scott in their road navies, going right to left on your radio dial. The home Bobcats in their home whites going left to right. The Warriors win the tip. And Hayden Harper brings the ball up the floor. Dribble handoff with Gray Haley. Now Parks Myers. William Lyles tries to get downhill. Spins his way back towards the middle of the floor. And the floater is up and good. William Lyles gets the scoring started for the Warriors. He had 12 the last time this Warrior team took the floor at home against Auburn High School. The jumper from Cameron Baker is no good. Warriors quick in transition. Hayden Harper a pump fake. He works his way through contact. Right-handed layup, can't get it to go, but the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay right here on the side of the Warriors. Again, the starting five, Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, William Lyles, Parks Myers, and Cord Zellner. Harper, the trigger man, throws it to Parks Myers, tries to go up with the strong left hand, gets hacked on the arm. And they're going to say no foul. You heard the whistle. It was late, saying that it goes out of bounds. So it will be Beulah Bobcat basketball. They break the press. Throw the ball right over here in the far corner with me. A pump fake from Aiden Sands. A little step in, elbow jumper, and he knocks it down. Warriors got to stay on their feet. Force this Beulah team to shoot it from deep rather than creating high percentage shots. The game tied at two. A minute gone by here in the opening period. Hayden Harper works his way to the left hand, guarded by Cameron Baker. Now Gray Haley back to Harper. His left wing three is short, able to get his offensive rebound. Swing pass. William Lyles in the right wing. That one hits every part of the rim and the backboard. Doesn't go down. And the Bobcats are able to gather the rebound. It was Cameron Baker running out of bounds, found a teammate. He gets it back. And now they'll set up in the half court. Again, Bobcats going left to right on your radio dial. Warriors going right to left. They throw it back into the hands of Sands. Got away with a travel. Also a double dribble. They now throw it down low. Bounce pass goes to number 23, Jadarian Foreman. And the reverse layup is good. 4-2 is the score here. Approaching 2 minutes gone by in the opening period. Gray Haley works his way downhill. Right-handed layup is blocked, but a lot of contact on the lower body will send Haley to the line to shoot two. The score reads 5-2 on the scoreboard, but only four. That was the first free throw from Haley. It is short. He can't get it to go. Second free throw. That one finds the bottom. Gray Haley on the board for the first time tonight. Cameron Baker immediately in response. The elbow jumper sits on the front of the rim momentarily and then goes down. 6-3 is your score. Hayden Harper Euro steps his way in and off the left foot lays it in with the left hand. A tough move from Hayden Harper. Trims the lead back down to one. Still says 7-5 on the scoreboard, but all but positive. I have 6-5. Baker guarded by Myers. Now rides the hip of Cord Zellner. Now out to the left wing, guarded by Gray Haley. The on-ball screen fought for and a reach-in foul with Parks Myers. He'll pick up his personal foul, his first of the evening. Baker setting up the offense at the paw at half court. Works his way down low. Parks Myers not wanting to pick up that second foul. Goes straight up. The layup no good. Cord Zellner able to rip it down. Hayden Harper works his way baseline. Kicks it to the corner. Gray Haley can't get it to go. Tipped around by Cord Zellner. Parks Myers can't get the layup to fall. And they try and kick it back out to Hayden Harper. Baker with the steal. A one-on-two still takes it into the teeth of the defense. And the left-handed reverse layup is good. Cameron Baker, you remember him from last year, a player on the hardwood. He now has 4, and the lead is 3, 8-5. Hayden Harper, in response, lays it in with the right hand, going around the screen, getting downhill. The Warriors trying to set up a trap, but the Bobcats able to break it easily. Corner 3 is blocked by William Lyles. It was Bo Duck who got it stolen, but then he turns it over, or gets the steal right back, rather. The near corner three, no good. Harper with the clearance. Halfway through this opening period, Hayden Harper drives in and kisses it off the glass with the left hand. Hayden Harper now with three tough buckets all at the rim. He leads all scorers with six. And as of now, again, the scoreboard still says 9-9. I have 9-8 in favor of the Warriors. We'll see if that can get changed in between the quarters. Cameron Baker goes right back to the elbow jumper. This time he leaves it short, and Harper will bring it up. Parks Myers gets to his strong left hand, works his way through contact. They're going to call a foul on the floor. And now a mass sub for Coach William Johnson. It's Barrett Cook, Brooke Zachary, Chapman Harris, and Wyatt Watley who sub in for everybody but Hayden Harper. Halfway through this opening period, Chapman Harris, the finger roll with the left hand. He leaves it short. And in transition, go the Bobcats. It was Duck who thought about the three. He's now on his backside. The ball gets poked away. Hollywood Watley able to recover. He now keeps his head up, works his way. Gets it to Hayden Harper. Now back to Watley. In the corner with Barrett Cook. Now back to the top of the key. And Hayden Harper will set up the offense. Breaks down his defender. Throws it up with the right hand. Begging for a foul. He was hit on the right arm. Didn't get the whistle. And the Bobcats able to set up in the half court. Cameron Baker has four, leading the way for the Bobcats. Breaks the double team, kicks it to the far corner. Aiden Sands finds nothing but net in his corner three. He now leads the Bobcats in scoring. He has five. Hayden Harper now goes off the screen. Nobody picks him up, and he gets a full head of steam. Everybody backs out of the way, and Harper get in. He has eight. On 4 of 5 shooting, Chapman Harris now gets the steal, and it was Harper and Barrett Cook who were going for the basketball in opposite directions, and it was the knee of Barrett Cook that knocked it out of the hands of Hayden Harper. So it will stay in this corner with the Bobcats, who, again, as of right now, lead by a point. Bo King at the top of the key. They try to throw it down low with Hunter Brown, but it goes well over his head. And the team's trading turnovers here in this opening period. Bobcats setting up the trap. Hayden Harper dribbling up the floor on Cameron Baker. Passes it off to Barrett Cook. He works his way downhill. Throws it down low to Brooke Zachary, who gets hit and shoved on the way up. So Brooke Zachary will head to the line to shoot a pair. The first free throw is no good, and still no scoring change. We'll see if that occurs, or if possibly what I thought was the deep elbow jumper, if they ruled that a three, as Brooke Zachary makes the second. And so as of now, according to the scoreboard, tied at 12. Barrett Cook gets the steal. He's running full speed with the left hand, and he's able to lay it in through the contact. No whistle. Barrett Cook had a game-high 14 against Auburn High School last time this team took the floor. And as of now, we'll say the Warriors lead by two. Here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, Baker, a very deep right-wing three right in front of the Warrior bench. And he knocks it down. He now has seven of the 15 for the Bobcats. Dribble handoff. Brooke Zachary works his way downhill. It's blocked off the rim. And Chapman Harris pokes it out of bounds, trying to save it. 1 minute and 11 seconds here in this first period. The Bobcats lead it by one. A tough place to inbound for the Bobcats. They throw it to Bo Duck, and it goes right through his hands on the bounce pass. So Lee Scott will now have the basketball right under their own basket, trailing by a point with 70 seconds to play in the first. William Lyles will catch and shoot off the inbound. He leaves the three short. And it hits the pole, holding up the backboard, playing as the restricted area out of bounds. So a nice look from Lyles. Couldn't get it to go. Cameron Baker now trying to bring the ball up the floor, guarded by Hollywood Watley. They're able to break it. In the far corner three is too strong. Brooke Zachary with the rebound and a very quick tie-up. A very quick whistle. .46 to play and a timeout for the Beulah Bobcats. We will take one with them. The Bobcats lead it 15-14 with 49.6 remaining in the first quarter. We're back right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Lee Scott Academy basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5.
.46 remaining here in the opening period between the Lee Scott Warriors and the Beulah Bobcats. And no score change, so I'm going to guess that that Baker 3 to get the scoring started was, in fact, a three. So that's the last you'll hear us talk about it. We'll say the score that we see here in front of us. Cameron Baker works his way into the paint, and a nice touch shot falling backwards is good. The Bobcats now lead it by three. Baker has 10, 17-14. Warriors trail. Chapman Harris thought about the three. William Lyles gets the screen from Barrett Cook. Watley, a pump fake. He works his way baseline, throws it down low to William Lyles, and he took steps before putting the ball on the floor. .18 seconds to play here in this first period. And right now the Warriors in unfamiliar territory. They trail by three. The Warriors setting up their full court trap. Full court press. Barrett Cook guarding the inbounder. Wally guarding Cameron Baker, and a foul. Wow, a foul on Wyatt. If anything, I thought Baker stepped on the sideline, or what Watley is trying to explain is the wraparound to give Baker space. But the referee didn't see it that way. They inbound it right back to Cameron Baker. The ball on the floor momentarily. Baker, the running floater, no good. Ball fought for with Brooke Zachary. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Zachary's got to keep his head up. Throws it to Wyatt Watley. His catch and shoot three in the corner. Oh, is off the back iron and is too strong. The Bobcats take a three-point lead into the second quarter, and we're back with the next 8 minutes on the other side of this 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend it to anyone. If you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Start of the second quarter here on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. Christian Griffin here with you, bringing you all of tonight's action of Lee Scott Academy basketball. It was the varsity girls that picked up a nice win. The varsity boys trailed by three after one and tried to make it only a one-point game, but the William Lyles layup won't go through contact. And in transition, the Bobcats miss in response. Lyles clears the rebound out to Hayden Harper. Step in three from the right wing is too strong. Harper able to gather his own rebounds. And a no-look pass down low to William Lyles, who has 2 points in each quarter. A nice find from number two in Navy brings this to a one-point game. Euro step blocked by Cord Zellner. Lyles with the long rebound. He works his way through the middle of the floor. Through contact, a lot of contact, able to scoop it up and in. William Lyles back-to-back buckets. Not sure how there wasn't a whistle on that, but the Warriors reclaim the lead. A 4-0 run, and Baker now responds right away. You got to find a way to stop the ball. Both of these teams want to get up and run, and now Parks Myers in transition will lay it in with the left hand. Don't have time to even look down and put two tallies next to names as both of these teams work so fast. Now Baker gets blocked from behind. Parks Myers gets credit for the block, and now he's in transition. Inside out layup with the left hand on the right side is good. My goodness. A minute and a half has gone by. The Warriors on an 8-2 run. And a timeout just for the referees, just for everybody to catch their breath. I need a thumbs up, a wink or something, letting them know they acknowledge this. A back and forth track meet. You look down to write tallies next to names in the points column, and you got to look up, and you don't even look up at the inbounds. You look at the other side of half court because the ball's already inside the perimeter. 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the second quarter. And again, the Warriors on an 8-2 run. They lead it 22-19. A reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply, Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Approaching the 7 o'clock hour here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. Bobcats working their way down the baseline, and number 23, Jadarian Foreman, the reverse layup, doesn't use the glass, just throws it up and in with the left hand. And the Bobcats now back within one. Dribble handoff to Hayden Harper, a rescreen with Cord Zellner. Gray Haley on the left wing, works right, now spins his way back left. The left-handed layup no good, and a late foul from behind as Gray Haley falls to the deck. He will head to the line to shoot a pair at the line. Gray Haley with 1 point so far tonight. The first free throw is no good. He was 1-for-2 on his previous trip. And he can't convert on either free throw. So an empty trip. And the Warriors lead is only one. Baker in transition tries to respond with a three. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebounds. And now the ball swinging around the perimeter. And Aiden Sands can't get it to go. Hayden Harper, a nice contest. And William Lyles with the rebound. They throw it to Hayden Harper. He works his way baseline and lays it up and in. Hayden Harper continues his hot scoring. He's now in double figures with his first points here in this second quarter. The Warriors lead is three. and works it down low is number three. Apologies, no name. William Lyles, the catch and shoot three is too strong. And back in transition is Foreman. Can't get the layup to go. Hayden Harper, beautiful defense once again, able to play without fouling. This is going to be a test of endurance here in this second half. Hayden Harper works his way through contact, gets the bucket, and the foul. Hayden Harper now with 12 in the contest, 12 of the 26. And it wasn't necessarily hard contact, but it was the swipe down on the help defender. It allows Hayden Harper to have the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. The Warriors lead it 26-23. 3 minutes into this second quarter. The layup from Harper, no good. Barrett Cook, the offensive rebound, left-handed layup. He should have gone to the line, but instead, the layup is no good. We play on. Barrett Cook gets the poke steal from behind. William Lyles works his way into the middle of the floor, spins his way onto the left side, uses the left hand to kiss it off the glass. William Lyles now has six in the second quarter, and the Warrior lead is five. A step-in three at the top of the key, deadened off the back iron, no good. Foreman, offensive rebound, and Hayden Harper is going to get called for a very weak shooting foul. Coach William Johnson telling Hayden he's got to box out, be physical down low. As Jadarian Foreman clanks the front end. 28-23. The Warriors have a 5-point advantage. Thanks to a 14-6 stretch, make it 14-7 here in this second quarter. A 4-point lead for Lee Scott Academy. Barrett Cook thought about the three, works his way down low, and smokes the right-handed layup. Couldn't get it. And they're going to say that it was out on Brooke Zachary. He's arguing that it got stripped from him. The basketball in favor of the Bobcats, who go left to right on your radio. Iowa Warriors going right to left here in game one in area play between Lee Scott and Beulah. Bounce pass down low to Foreman. The pass was too late. And it goes off of his knee. A steal is stolen by William Lyles. Catch and shoot three from Barrett Cook is short. And a run out. Two-handed slam from Jadarian Foreman. He now has five in the second quarter. And the lead is trimmed to two. Hayden Harper in the far corner. Kick out. William Lyles. Catch and shoot three. He can't get it to go off the front of the rim, then the backboard. Back and forth we go, but the Bobcats seemingly with momentum, and Cameron Baker, a stop-and-pop elbow jumper. Not necessarily in basketball the highest percentage shot, but in transition, he has loved that jumper. William Lyles, a little pump fake going to his right, and he gets downhill and lays it in with the right hand. The Warrior lead back to two, and a timeout by the Bobcats as the inbound pass got stolen away in a fight for it. And before the jump ball, the head coach of the Bobcats will call a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here. 30-28 halfway through this second quarter. What is going to turn out to be a very high-scoring affair on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. Halfway through this second quarter, back and forth we go. Not too many half-court sets here tonight. A lot of transition, a couple of live ball turnovers in there as well. And while we have 10 seconds, let's pause for station identification on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUE HD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
Bobcats with the basketball in the inbounds. And a swing pass, skip pass to the wing, now into the near corner. Sands can't rattle in the three. And Lyles, a crossover dribble after getting the rebound, works his way through the paint, was hit on the head, no whistle. But my goodness, William Lyles, he now has 10 in the second quarter alone. Give him 12 in the contest, and the Warrior lead is back to 4. Cameron Baker stands on the left wing trying to direct the offense. Now Aiden Sands, the southpaw, he's trapped at the top of the key by Brooke Zachary and William Lyles, and the Warriors fall asleep. Down low, they're able to throw it down low to number 3. And nobody else even in to contest with the layup. Back and forth we go. Warriors lead it by 2. Harper, the dribble handoff from William Lyles. He goes between the legs, dribble at half court. Warriors setting up a little bit of a half-court motion. Dribble handoff. Harper blows past Baker. The scoop up and in with the right hand. And Hayden Harper will head back to the charity stripe. What a move from Hayden Harper. The jab step right, the crossover dribble, and the power dribble with the left hand. And realizing he didn't have the angle to go up with the traditional left hand, the little up and under with the right, and Baker with the contact following the layup. And I'm not sure what the discussion is. It should be an and one, yes. I don't know what the discussion was. William Lyles and Brooke Zachary will sub out. As Hayden Harper has the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. And he's able to get it to go down. Harper now with 7 in the second, following 8 in the first. He leads all scorers here tonight with 15. And Cameron Baker right behind him for the Bobcats with 14. He's being face guarded by Wyatt Watley. Skip pass to the far corner. Now the left wing. Now bounce pass to Foreman. Lost it momentarily. Gets it back to Sands. Elbow jumper is short, and Hayden Harper gathers the rebound. A 3-on-2 fast break. Harper throws it over the head. Of Chapman Harris, but then he's able to save it to Parks Myers, but I believe they got a foul on the Bobcats on the push from Chapman Harris. So it would have ended up being a nice tap assist for Chapman Harris. And again, apologies, I'm over here tucked away in the far corner, so don't have too much of a viewpoint between the bench, the scorers table, and the other bench. But it's Warrior basketball under their own basket. Hayden Harper works it around the perimeter. Chapman Harris catch and shoot 3. He can't get that to fall. And Barrett Cook with a strip foul under the Warrior basket. Only the second team foul for the Warriors. Bobcats do have 4. So in the final 1:25 of the second quarter, see if the Warriors can be aggressive and draw a couple fouls and try and extend this lead at the free throw line before the halftime break. The lead is 5 for Lee Scott Academy. Bill Duck works his way to the free throw line, and Foreman wide open once again down low. He has 7 in this second quarter, 9 in the contest. Lead trimmed back to 3. Hayden Harper, a little bit of a push off, no whistle. Chapman Harris at the top of the key works his way through contact. Catch and shoot 3 for Barrett Cook is short. Wyatt Watley, the energy guy, able to gather the offensive rebound. He now has the basketball at the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Barrett Cook. Now to Parks Myers. Now back to Hollywood. Works his way down low. Right-handed layup is no good. Barrett Cook there for the third chance opportunity. Floater, no good. Watley, no good. And Cameron Baker gathers the rebound. An even 2-on-2 break. Baker throws it up too strong off the back iron. Foreman the offensive rebound. And he rattles home the layup with 26 seconds in the second quarter. 35-34. We'll see if the Warriors want to hold for the final shot of the half. Chapman Harris has it on the right wing, trying to break down his defender. Works his way out. Kick out Hayden Harper. Left wing 3. He finds the bottom. Hayden Harper gives the Warriors the lead once again. Chapman Harris blocks the Baker 3. Baker gets it back and throws it up from the free throw line, and it is no good. And that's how the first half will come to a close. My goodness, a battle of stamina, a battle of transition, and a high-scoring affair in the first quarter. The Warriors lead it 38-34 through 16 minutes of play. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the first half stats, some of the first half stats, some of the trends from the first half, and talk about what the Warriors need to do to pull out a gutsy win over the Bobcats here inside their home gymnasium. 38-34 at the halftime break. We're back in 2 minutes here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Minutes down here on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. I'm Christian Griffin, bringing you along for all of the Lee Scott Academy action. It was the varsity girls that picked up a big-time win over the varsity girls of the Beulah Bobcats. They moved to 1-0 in area play. JV boys also picked up a very dominant win in game one here tonight. The varsity boys now looking to complete the sweep, and they lead it 38-34 at the halftime break. And we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. come. My goodness, a transition game throughout the entire course of the game. There may have legitimately been four or five planned half-court sets when one team needed to slow things down just a little bit, create a little bit of simplicity. I guess you could use some sort of rhythm on the offensive end. Other than that, it has been a transition game through and through. The Warriors lead at 38-34 at the halftime break. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working my way down the scoring column, Gray Haley, he has one. Brooke Zachary has one. William Lyles, the second leading scorer, he has 12. Parks Myers with four, and Barrett Cook with two. And Hayden Harper, the leading scorer, the Orthopedic Clinic High School Player of the Week in Auburn Opelika. Once again, he leads all scorers with 18 at the halftime break. Looking at the Beulah Bobcats, Aiden Sands has five. Cameron Baker has 14. Jadarian Foreman has 11. And apologies, our number three, our unnamed friend, number three, has 4 points in there as well. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 38-34 at the halftime break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do, what they need to clean up, what they've done well to try and start 1-0 in area play and come out with a very, very gutsy win on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. We continue on with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for being here with us on this Tuesday evening, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. They took off a couple of minutes in the halftime report, so we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do in this second half, kind of as we go along. But they lead it 38-34, just 30 seconds into this third quarter. The elbow jumper for the Bobcats is no good. Gray Haley's going to try and respond with a left wing three. He can't get that one to go. So both teams trade misses on their first possessions of the third quarter. Cameron Baker, a shake and bake. He can't get the top of the key. Three-pointer to go. Gray Haley with the long rebound, and he's going to lay it in, outstretched past the arms of Cameron Baker. Gray Haley in transition gets the scoring started for Lee Scott Academy here in the third. Feel like you don't even have to say transition anymore. Just about every single bucket is in transition. Now a steal. And now William Lyles will work his way in the paint. Kick out Hayden Harper for the three is no good. Offensive rebound, Cord Zellner couldn't get that to go. And the basketball is punched out beyond the three-point line, then knocked out of bounds by Lyles. No, Foreman was able to save it, and he runs wild through the paint. No whistle. The offensive rebound, kick out three is good by Bo Duck, plus the foul. Bo Duck was held scoreless in that first half, but I remember him from last year in this gym lighting it up from three, specifically on this left wing right here in front of me. He can't get the free throw to go, so can't convert on the four-point play. The Warriors lead it 40-37, approaching 2 minutes into this third quarter. Lyles, the dribble handoff to Parks Myers. Now to Hayden Harper. A couple crossover dribbles between the legs. Spins his way through contact. Lyles over the head pass to Parks Myers. His triple is no good. Wanted that one to fall. And now a fight for the basketball, and Foreman stepped on the inline. It should be Warrior basketball, and it is. The five on the floor for Coach William Johnson, Hayden Harper, Gray, Haley, Parks Myers, William Lyles, and Cord Zellner. Harper inbounds it to Gray, Haley underneath the right block. A couple of pump fakes, a couple of dribbles, right-handed layup won't go, and a fight with it for Zellner. It should be Warrior basketball again as it goes out of bounds. It is. It was Bo Duck that fought for it, but it will stay with Lee Scott Academy. The Warriors on the road going left to right now on your radio dial here in the second half. So they'll be scoring right in front of me, tucked away in this corner, right in front of their own bench. Harper to Lyles in the orange shoes, works his way through contact and is able to get the angle to lay it in with the right hand. William Lyles, who had 12 in the first half, now has another bucket. Give him 14, and he's quickly become this second leading scorer for the Warrior squad. Again, he had 12 in the contest against Auburn High School on Friday night in that 73-66 monumental win that the Warriors got over the Tigers. And continuing that hot scoring against Auburn High, you saw it from three. Tonight you're seeing it more aggressively come inside the paint and come in at the rim. Bo Duck tries another three from the same spot that he got the foul earlier but couldn't get it to go. Hayden Harper able to gather the rebound. He skips it to Parks Myers, works his way baseline, jump stop into the middle of the paint. A blow by William Lyles for three, couldn't get it to go, too strong off the back iron. Hayden Harper with the offensive rebound. Gray Haley, a jab step, works his way baseline, and he stepped on the baseline and turns it over. Brooke Zachary, Chapman Harris, and Barrett Cook will sub in for Lee Scott Academy. The three-pointer not falling like it did at home just a couple of nights ago. A little bit more frustrating as they feel like it closes up that man-to-man defense because you're just not allowing the blow-by, playing underneath just about everything. They try and throw it down low, do the Bobcats, it gets stolen away. Barrett Cook in transition, lays it in off the right foot with the right hand. And Barrett Cook doubles his scoring. He now has four, and the Warrior lead is seven. And almost thrown away, Aiden Sands able to gather it on the left wing. Barrett Cook with the defensive rebound and a hack foul on Jadarian Foreman underneath the Bobcat basketball, trying to get a cheap steal. But Barrett Cook with the strong hands. Warriors lead it by seven halfway through this third quarter. Barrett Cook has it on the left wing. Now to Brooke Zachary. Now dribble handoff. Hayden Harper goes up against the grain. Now works his way back into the paint and is able to lay it in with the right hand. Hayden Harper continuing to show off all of the dribble moves, the dribble combinations. And before you can even speak, Jadarian Foreman at the other side of the rim, he lays it in. The Warrior lead is still seven. Brooke Zachary tries to work his way downhill. He's stripped by Cameron Baker. Now a Euro step from Baker. And the wild layup, no good, but he's hacked on the arm. He'll head to the line to shoot two. First free throw from Cameron Baker is no good. Baker goes 1 for 2 from the stripe. He now has 15 in the contest, his first points of this third quarter. Hayden Harper on the back door cut. It was Chapman Harris that feeds him from the left wing. And Bo Duck, they say, runs out of bounds here right in front of me. Apologies, I was looking and writing down the name. Writing down the two tallies under Hayden Harper's name. Harper is the trigger man. He throws it to Chapman Harris. Chapman right in front of the bench, no good. Gets his own rebound, kick out. Barrett Cook right in front of the cheer section is no good. And maybe an over the back foul, no whistle. And Baker now a 2-on-1 break and a lob to Foreman, who lays it in. On the other end, the lead now is 6 for Lee Scott Academy. Harper works his way inside. Barrett Cook out in the corner. Now William Lyles, and he gets stripped. It's Foreman at the top of the key. He's going to pull it from 3 in transition, and my goodness, a really tough shot. Budgetarian Foreman gets it to go, and just like that, the 9-point lead is back to 3. 2.5 to play here in the third. William Lyles, the go-to guy. My goodness, able to find the bottom once again with the right hand. A little delay right on the low block. William Lyles now with 16 here in the contest, brings the Warrior lead back to 5. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor from Coach William Johnson. We will take one with him and come back and give you the final 2.5 to play in the third. Right after this, you're on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Bobcats able to break it fairly easily and have a nice shot at the rim by our unnamed friend number 3. Now Gray Haley works his way into the paint. Kick out. Hollywood for 3 is no good. Barrett Cook, weak side rebound. Gets it to go, plus the foul. You can hear him saying and one from here. And now a technical foul either on Cameron Baker or on the head coach. Not exactly sure if it was something that was said or if it was just a... some sort of frustration, but Barrett Cook with the and one now gets 2 chances at the free throw line, plus the and one free throw. So you want to talk about the ability to go on a run by yourself in one possession. Circle this time right here. It was 50-47. And now it's 54-47. And Barrett Cook now the and one free throw upcoming, still standing by himself. Buddy knocks both of them down, and it should be Warrior basketball. My goodness, so... at bare minimum, a 5-0 possession, or a 5-point possession, turning into basically a 5-0 run. See if the Warriors can do even more to add to it. Hayden Harper between the legs dribble. Now Chapman Harris at the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Harper. A little jab step left. Now Brooke Zachary. They throw it down low to him on the right block. Gets the defender up in the air. Layup is no good. And Baker with the rebound. He now kicks it to the corner. The three from Jadarian Foreman blocked by Hayden Harper. Harper showing the vertical, showing the versatility. Can guard down low, can guard the perimeter as well. It was a nice pass from Baker. A nice instincts from Hayden Harper. The Warrior lead is 8. Now 55-47. Baker works his way into the paint. Underneath the rim, kicks it out to Foreman. Now top of the key, elbow jumper is good. Harper dribbling it up on the left wing. Him and Cameron Baker have gone at each other all night. They get now get the switch off screen. Hollywood has it. The dribble handoff to Chapman Harris, trying to get downhill to that strong left hand. Thought about the step back three. Hayden Harper now on the right wing. He works his way into the corner. Dribble handoff to Chapman Harris. Now kick out Barrett Cook. He's going to try it from the left wing, and he rattles it home. Barrett Cook with 8 straight for the Lee Scott Warriors, and the lead is back up to 9. Approaching 60 seconds to play. Sands, a step back three on the right wing. He answers in response. A tough shot, but he gets it to go. Harper, bounce pass to Watley. Back out to Barrett Cook, who thought about the three. Works his way inside. Dribble is no good on the layup. Worked his way down low, I should say. And an extra dribble got the defender up in the air, but he's able to get the offensive rebound and lays it in. 10 straight for Barrett Cook, and the lead is 8 for the Warriors. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. The pressure defense for Lee Scott playing their man-to-man as they do 90% of the time. Aiden Sands, another step back three, tried to draw the foul right in front of the bench, and now the head coach for Beulah is absolutely livid. Kick out, Hollywood Watley for three is no good. Fight for the rebound goes with Foreman, and they throw it into the hands of Sands, who will slow things down and hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Cameron Baker on the left elbow. Now Aiden Sands guarded by Brooke Zachary. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5, still dribbling out beyond the three-point line. Does he see it? Stripped by Wyatt Watley. A great defensive possession. You stood still for 10, if not 15 seconds, and Watley gets the strip, not even allowing a shot at the end of the third quarter. The Warriors go on a run in those final 4 minutes, and they lead it by 8 after three quarters, 60-52. We're back here in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter on Tiger Country 104.5.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
A lead that swelled up to 9 was erased back down to 3 is 8 after three quarters of play. The Bobcats get the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and Cameron Baker gets that elbow jumper to go. A 6-point lead for the Lee Scott Warriors. Thank you. Hayden Harper dribbling on the left wing. gets the on-ball screen from Brooke Zachary. Now to Barrett Cook, who had a big-time third quarter. Chapman Harris, now Parks Myers. Back to Cook. Now to Myers. Chapman Harris, catch and shoot three on the left wing. Is too strong. Back out to Barrett Cook. He couldn't get it to go. And the entire Warrior bench flees as Barrett Cook races his way. Had a couple decent looks. Couldn't get the bottom to fall on either of them. So Cameron Baker and the Bobcats will walk up the floor, trailing by six. Warriors appear to go up almost a little bit more of a matchup zone. And a reach-in foul. I believe we're going to get Hayden Harper. It was Jadarian Foreman who's going to head to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. One minute gone by here in this fourth quarter. And the first free throw from Jadarian Foreman is no good. Shout out Coach Corey Harrison, bringing protein bars and Gatorades my way. Foreman goes 0 for 2 from the free throw line, so it remains a 6-point game. Hayden Harper will slow things up in the half court, and the Lee Scott Warriors have got a couple decent looks but don't have anything to go in the fourth quarter. Now we'll run a true half court set. William Lyles works his way downhill and is blocked at the rim. It's now Bo Duck who works his way inside the paint, and a cheap foul. He's going to head to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Not necessarily something that drew a lot of contact, but I guess enough for the official underneath the rim. But as of right now, two questionable foul calls has led to 0 for 3 from the line. And Bo Duck knocks in the second. So the lead back to 5 for Lee Scott Academy. Dre Haley works his way left downhill. Now to Barrett Cook. Now to Parks Myers in the corner. Works his way to the strong left hand, and the Warriors can't buy a bucket here to start the fourth quarter. A rim that was ever so friendly to him in the third has been the exact opposite here. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. A right-handed layup from number 3. The Bobcats no good. Offensive rebound with Duck. The tip-in is no good. And Gray Haley now works his way through contact and a really tough bucket. And Coach William Johnson will take a full timeout. We will take one with him. The Warriors' lead is a touchdown, 62-55. With just under 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, don't you go anywhere. Both of these teams looking to start 1-0 in area play, and we'll see who does it when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
calling the timeout. The Cameron Baker three from the right wing was no good. So Lee Scott will happily slow things down for the time being. Parks Myers with a jab step works his way on the right side on the baseline, but still able to get to his strong left hand and lays it in with the left from the right side. A really tough layup, but the lead back to 9 for the Road Warriors. And the elbow jumper in response is no good. And a game that's been transition throughout the entire night. The Warriors are very comfortable eating as much clock, getting a really solid look at the rim. And that's what you're seeing here following the timeout. Harper has it on the right wing. A jab step. Now to Gray Haley. Now to Myers. Now Zellner. Now Lyles, Haley, Harper. Again, very content, moving the ball around the perimeter until you get the shots that you want. Instead, the Warriors turn it over with Cameron Baker, and the left-handed layup is good. Coach William Johnson jumps out of the chair in frustration. Warriors doing nothing more but trying to, yes, work your way into the paint, using your offense to create some good looks, but more importantly, trying to eat up a little bit of clock in doing so. Parks Myers, Euro step, almost tucks it like a football player and is able to get to that dominant hand and lay it in. The lead back to 9. Cameron Baker, crossover dribble, elbow jumper is short, and Myers with the rebound. We talked about a game of endurance. You can see the legs possibly giving out just a little bit of a couple of these jumpers. The three for the Warriors has not been a friend all night, but inside the paint has been a completely different story. The points in the paint, of the 66 points, my goodness, you tend to believe that 50 of them have come in the paint. Will Lyles on the right wing got bumped by Baker, no foul. Kicks it to Gray Haley. He gets blitzed. The ball poked away by Aiden Sands, and they're going to say that Myers got a piece of it before it went out of bounds. ...66-57, and a little bit of a clock violation, or a clock malfunction rather, so we're making sure that we have the correct time. The Warrior lead is 9 with 3 minutes to play here in the contest. Cameron Baker throws it to Bo Duck, who does a behind-the-back pass back to Baker, and the jump shot is no good. Hayden Harper getting pushed out of bounds, tries to save it. Cameron Baker with the steal, and he lays it in with the right hand. 66-59. Hayden Harper with the basketball. Dribble handoff to Barrett Cook. He works his way in the paint. Spin move, right-handed layup is good. Sat on the rim for just a little bit longer than he would feel comfortable with, but able to find the bottom of the net. And the Warriors valuing time, but also points. The lead is 9 for the Warriors. A step in three on the left wing is good from number 3. Back to a 6-point game. And now the press starting for the Bobcats. The Warriors able to break it. And they throw it down low. Cort Zellner is able to lay it in with the right hand. A nice find from Chapman Harris. Again, didn't use too much of the clock, but if you're not going to use the clock, make sure you get the buckets. And the Warriors did. They lead by 8. Number 3 with the basketball, guarded by William Lyles at the top of the key. He's going to pull it once again. This time it hits the back iron, then the backboard, and Hayden Harper skies for the rebound. Harper brings the ball across the floor and out of Barrett Cook. And the Warriors perfectly fine with playing keep away right now. 70-62, approaching a minute to play. And the foul game possibly starting. That's only the first team foul for the Bobcats, so you can still afford to be very, very aggressive, but could also benefit Lee Scott because you can burn up a couple more seconds in between every single foul before Lee Scott is shooting free throws. They throw it all the way to Chapman Harris in the front court. They're trying to foul Hayden Harper. Dribbles the ball across the paw. Jump stop. Now to William Lyles. Now down low. And now the Warriors playing keep away at the top of the key. At some point, the Bobcats going to have to foul. Barrett Cook. Parks Myers. Instead, the left-handed layup is good. Barrett Cook able to find a cutting Myers. And Parks now has six in the fourth quarter. The lead is double digits. William Lyles guarding the basketball. Right-handed jump shot is no good from number three. Able to get the offensive rebound. And he lays it in. Apologies again, I don't have a number three on my roster. Otherwise, we'd be calling his name. He's had a really good night, especially in the second half. Had two in the second, or four in the second, four in the third, and five now here in the fourth. 29 seconds to play. The free throw rattles in. 72-65. Hayden Harper to Chapman Harris. Bounce pass to Barrett Cook. And Parks Myers, instead of taking the easy layup, tried to work his way back to the perimeter. He will get tripped up and will head to the free throw line with 20 seconds on the clock. But again, only the second team foul for the Bobcats here in this fourth period. Wyatt Whatley will check in for Parks Myers. They throw it inbounds to William Lyles. And you can hear the entire crowd yelling, foul, foul. William Lyles does get fouled, and he will head to the line. No, he will not. Apologies again. That's only the third team foul again. So if you're Lee Scott, you're burning two, if not 3 seconds, in between all of the fouls. And so there it is again. They throw it inbounds to Hayden Harper, but you burn two more seconds, and that's still not the team fifth. So Lee Scott, you've basically burned 5 seconds with no true game taking place. Hayden Harper gets the inbounds, crossover dribbles, and now standing on the right wing, now gets fouled with 8 seconds. And the Lee Scott Warrior bench, cheerleading squad, and the fan base beginning to feel it here on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. Harper, a quiet second half as he knocks down the first. That's only point number five for him here in the second 16 minutes. However, led the way with 18 in the first half. So 23, make it 24 for the Troy signee. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Warriors backing off, content to let Foreman shoot it from the corner. It's no good. Hollywood Whatley secures the rebound, and that will do it. Here between the Beulah Bobcats and the Lee Scott Warriors. The Warriors get the 3-game sweep. JV, varsity girls, and varsity boys. And the boys win it 74-65. And they start 1-0 in area play in the 2025-2026 calendar season. We're going to take a break, come back, and have a quick post-game show. I remember last time they turned the lights out in the gym here in front of us. So a very quick post-game show before we get out of here and make the 30-minute drive happily back to Auburn, Alabama. Your Warriors are victorious 74-65. We're back with the Lee Scott Academy post-game show right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with GutterPro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at GutterPro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Lee Scott Warriors complete the three-game sweep over the Beulah Bobcats. JV boys, varsity girls, and varsity boys. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Final stats for the Warriors as the varsity boys defeat the varsity boys of the Beulah Bobcats 74-65. Working my way down the columns, Gray Haley finishes with 5. Hayden Harper with 24. Brooke Zachary has 1. William Lyles has 16. Parks Myers with 10. Cord Zellner with 2. And Barrett Cook with 16. So you had 4 Warriors in double figures. Going to lead to success more times than not. They win it 74-65, and more importantly, move to 8-2 overall and 1-0 in area play. Lee Scott Academy loves to play that one area game right before Christmas break to kind of give you a one-up advantage over just about everybody else in region play. That way, when you come back from break, you have one less game that you are required to play, one less demanding game that exalts a lot of energy. So you love where you're at if you are the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Again, the JV boys get the win. The varsity girls get the win, 46-22, led by Clark Ivitz, 23. Rayleigh Langford had 7. Maggie Herndon had 8. And Sutton Lewis had 5 in there as well. And 24 points for Hayden Harper, 16 for William Lyles, 16 for Barrett Cook, and 10 for Parks Myers, 4 in double figures for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. A fantastic night here on the campus of the Beulah Bobcats. Again, shout out to them for taking care of us, making sure that we have everything that we need, allowing me to set up right here courtside with everybody. So appreciative of everybody on that side of things as well. Our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be on Friday with the boys and the girls in action taking on Brookstone. That is set for a 5:45 tip and 7. So, again, varsity girls right around 5:45. The JV boys game set for 4:30. So we'll go live as soon as that game comes to a close, but right around that 5:45, 6 o'clock time frame, and then the boys right after to follow. And again, all of that right here on your home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott, for everybody that made the drive here with us, I'm Christian Griffin. And once again, until next time, stay safe, have a great night, and it's a great night to be a Warrior.